Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Ah, yes, we have reached Friday morning. Brian of North Ridgeville is today's contestant. So, Brian, good morning, brother. How are you?
Doing great. How are you today?
Good. Any weekend plans? Anything going on?
It's Guardians weekend.
Oh, it is.
That's right.
Time. Playing today. Got the Guardians this weekend, as you mentioned. We talk about the Monsters. They've got a game tonight. You've got the Browns. Can they get it done? We're all going to find out. Very sports-filled weekend.
Very sporty
Jen
weekend.
Jen loves this weekend.
Very sporty this weekend.
All right. Brian, let's begin the game. Just ask Jen to leave the room.
Jen, will you leave the room, please?
I'm leaving the room. Good luck to you, Brian.
All right. Headphones are off. Doors open. Doors shut. All right. So let's begin this with question number one. See if you can handle 284th loss and win your way into the Star 102 advanced screening of Black Adam starring Dwayne Johnson. That's happening next week, as I mentioned earlier. Okay, so let's begin with question number one. Let's begin with your Cleveland Monsters. Their home opener later on tonight as they take on the Syracuse Crunch. Your Cleveland Monsters play which sport?
Hush.
Question number two. The Browns. They play at First Energy Stadium this weekend. We talked about that. Game time is 1 p.m. on Sunday. And who are they playing? They are playing the New England Patriots. Speaking of, who is the coach of the Patriots that also coached for the Browns years ago?
That's Bill Belichick.
Question number three, nominations for the 2022 American Music Awards. They are out. Some of the artists in the, let's just say, the Artist of the Year category are Taylor Swift, also Harry Styles, and The Weeknd. Which two of those three artists are both 32 years old? Once again, those artists, Taylor Swift, Harry Styles, and The Weeknd. Which one of those, which two of those artists are both 32 years old?
Ooh, Taylor and Harry.
All right, question number four. Big news in the land of Christmas music as the Backstreet Boys drop their first Christmas album today. We'll play a couple of cuts from that later on in the show, right around 8:10. It's really so odd because this Backstreet Boys Christmas song that was released in 1996 did really well on the charts but wasn't technically from a Christmas album. What's the name of that song?
Time.
Question number five. So, I've never had, and maybe you have, I don't know, but I've never had cookie butter. So guess who brought it in today for me to try? Jennifer, I appreciate that. So I guess it's kind of a tasty Friday. Anyway, cookie butter is described as a sweet spread made with ingredients such as flour and also sugar and cookie crumbs from this cookie.
Chocolate chip.
All right, Brian, we're going to see if you hit on that. We're going to see how you did. That's coming up next. All right, Brian of North Ridgeville is today's contestant. Jen Tui's now back in the room. Brian, by the way, you got three.
Hey, well done.
Correct today.
All right.
Today. That's right. All right.
Good job, Brian.
We'll see how it holds up. I also have a Facebook question in about 5 minutes. It's driving me crazy.
Okay.
It's driving me crazy that I can't figure this out. It's embarrassing. All right, same five questions I asked Brian when you're out of the room. Your record, 1,423 victories, 283 losses. We begin with question number one, your Cleveland Monsters. Well, their home openers later on tonight as they take on the Syracuse Crunch. The Cleveland Monsters play which sport?
Hockey.
Yes, hockey. That's easy one. Question number two, Browns play at First Energy Stadium this weekend. Game time, 1 p.m. And who are they taking on? They're playing the New England Patriots. Jen, who was the coach of the Patriots that also coached those Browns years ago?
Is it Belichick?
It is Bill Belichick. Question number three, nominations for the 2022 American Music Awards are out. Some of the artists in the Artist of the Year category are Taylor Swift, also have Harry Styles, and also have The Weeknd. Which two of those artists are both 32 years old? Once again, Taylor Swift, Harry Styles, The Weeknd.
Taylor Swift and The Weeknd.
That's right. Any guess on Harry Styles' age?
28.
At 28 it is.
I know that because I believe he's dating Olivia Wilde, who is 38.
Not 28.
Correct.
But whatever.
I just think there's like a 10-year difference. That's the only reason I knew that.
Sounds familiar. Where have I heard that before?
10 years? I'm not sure. Maybe other couples.
10-year difference.
Not mine. Don't say it. Don't.
Sounds.
It's not.
Can't exactly place my finger.
There is not a 10-year difference in my relationship.
Seems like something I've heard.
Aren't
before.
You on to question four now?
I am on question four. Big news out of the land of Christmas music. As the Backstreet Boys drop their first Christmas album today, we have to play some cuts from it coming up at 8:10. By the way, to me, this is so odd. As this Backstreet Boys Christmas song was released in 1996, it did well in the charts, but it wasn't technically from a Christmas album.
Ugh.
Looking for the name of the song. Sorry,
yeah,
if you missed it.
Okay. Oh my gosh, you know what I'm thinking of? The NSYNC one. Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays. What's the Backstreet one, right?
Well, it's the better of the two.
It's Backstreet Boys. Oh my gosh, I'm not going to think of it. I don't know.
Okay. At least you don't work for Cleveland's official Christmas.
I know,
music
I'm
station.
Embarrassed.
It's
good. The minute you say it, I'm going to be
angry.
I'm
kidding. It hit me when I also had to look it up.
Oh god. I want more time. I don't want you to tell me.
Time is a good place to start. Time's a good place to start.
Christmas?
Close. Christmas time.
Oh. Yeah, I wouldn't have got that.
Brian did. Question
good
number
job,
five.
Brian. Good
so,
job.
So, I've never had cookie butter, but apparently today I'm trying it on a Tasty Friday. Right?
I brought it in for you.
I appreciate that. That's why I told Brian when you're out of the studio. So cookie butter is defined as it's a sweet spread made with ingredients such as, you know, flour and sugar, obviously, and also cookie crumbs of this cookie.
I feel like somebody Facebook messaged us about this yesterday. Was it like a Vienna finger or a Biscoff?
I don't think you can say Biscoff on the air. What do you think, Brian? Sounds suspect.
I don't know.
Biscoff.
Yeah, you could bleep that out.
Yeah, you're going to have to dump that. You're right, Brian.
I'm going to guess Biscoff. I don't know.
Okay. There's a reason I hid the jar.
Oh, what is it?
The very top. That's speculoos.
The speculoos. Oh, yeah. I knew. I always wondered why the speculoos was on there.
Yeah,
that's a cookie?
The UK. Yeah, it's either a type of cookie or is a cookie. That, by the way, was the Trump tweet tip because I thought that was really difficult.
Well, there are also crushed Belgian biscuits in there as well, too.
Ooh, nothing like a Belgian biscuit.
And the warm flavors of holiday spice bread.
It's like no matter which one I looked at, they were all made differently, but a lot, that seemed to be a common theme throughout those three ingredients. By the way, that means it was a tie ball game. Unfortunately, ties go to the house, but tied at three, Brian. You did a good job.
Yeah.
Almost. One away.
And by the way, yeah, and you've got a lead, really, on the Trump Tui toss-up coming up at 9:30 because we're going to ask one of those questions again for those tickets. So, Brian, in the meantime, brother man, you know what you need to say.
This is Brian from North Fritzville, and I did not Trump Tui on Star 102.